It's Friday the 26th of September. Is that right? And it's a fresh morning. Actually, it was pretty dark and overcast at 7 a.m. and now an hour later, skies have cleared, the sun's still low in the sky, but it's beaming through and lighting up those beautiful yellow berries up to the way up to the right. Oh. So the skies have cleared, but you can feel the difference in temperature. It's really cool this morning. There's a strong breeze blowing. So that's the weather going. It's a weather forecast, not the weather forecast, the forecast. Weather as it is. Must be a term for that. Current weather. Shattered this morning again. Having to get up at 7. Oh, Lord. Whew. I think I tossed and turned more than normal last night though. Went to bed with thoughts in my mind. I came home from the hospital yesterday and the eye was blurred and stingy. I went to bed last night, it wasn't stingy, but it was still pretty blurred and dilated like a dinner plate. That consultant must have put, a doctor, consultant, must have put enough dilating drops into my eyes that would dilate a sperm whale's eye. Because it's still dilated this morning. Not as much, but still, compared to the other eyes, still pretty big, so. And it's still a bit blurry. Just looking around like a pirate here with my good eyes shut. Yeah, no, not as clear. I suppose it'll take time. But I went to bed last night, worried about the eye because it was so blurred. I thought after the laser surgery it would maybe take 2 or 3 hours and then clear, but anyway, I don't want to linger on that. That's just because otherwise I will linger on it and it will, you know, I'll try to clear my mind of it and just wait, get on with the day and things like that. So funny though, as I said yesterday morning, when we think there's something wrong with us, it's a bit, you know, a bit more critical in our health. But I was in there, two waiting rooms that I saw that were chock-a-block, really were. All ages and wee kiddies, boys and girls with glasses on, they're only 2, 3 year old and being seen by the opticians and, or the ophthalmist, I suppose it is, isn't there? Is it, there's an optician, ophthalmist and optometrist, did I say that correctly? I don't know what's the difference. I guess the latter two are more in-depth, but that's one I guess. But seeing all ages and seeing especially older people, yes, really older than I, obviously got concern in their faces. You can see, you know, there was I sitting dressed for a summer's day with my iPhone and earbuds in and apparently, someone who didn't give a jot about whatever he was in for, and I mean, I could actually see people looking at me to say, what's he in for? There's nothing wrong with him. Or can't be anything wrong with him. Look at him, he's just sitting there. Yeah. But it was all a facade. They didn't know that, but it was all a facade. Because I was just as concerned as everyone else getting laser treatment on their eyes or whatever else might have had to occur after the initial in-depth investigation. That just made me think of Dire Straits here, private investigations. I don't know why, but yeah. Well, Mrs. Blackbird, she's down in the porridge. You need to go and get tints put in to cover up your grey. Or are you just growing old gracefully? Like we all should. So that was, I guess yesterday was kind of wiped out with clock watching and then the hospital. I didn't get home till, oh goodness me, just before six. Funny thing was, I got home, my wife asked if she could put the dinner on because she was starving. Well, that's Mary though. Mary's got to eat, and I mean got to eat. And I hadn't even thought about food all day long. In fact, I hadn't had anything. I'd only had toast in the morning and didn't even have my egg. And it never entered my head to eat anything. And I never felt peckish, hungry or anything, even when I got home. Funny how things that can be on your mind take away what would normally happen, your normal feelings and urges of wanting to do this, feed, drink. And yesterday, you know, the number of people in that hospital, I mean, I've seen it busy. I don't think I've seen it busier than it was yesterday. It was just, it was like the Haymarket on a Saturday. It was just incredible. What would we do without hospitals, eh? What did we do without hospitals? More to the point. And when you see them, and everybody, or people going in for all kinds of ailments, and treatments, and, oh, you just wonder. What state would be in health-wise if we didn't have all that? No wonder people died young years ago. Mr. Blackbird has joined Mrs. Blackbird at the porridge. The two Olgins. It's quite ironic, too, how things happen. But my next door neighbour, who's a lovely man, has had a bad knee for a long, long while. To the extent it's went really bandy with him trying to walk properly. So he was off, I think he may still be there or maybe home today, through to Glasgow to get a knee replacement. And I wished him well on last time I spoke to him, which was that Sunday afternoon, I think. He was going through on Monday evening to be taken in. And Alec was going to take a new knee, and there was me wishing him all the best and look after yourself now. And then what happened to me, and it shows you how things work in life. None of us are safe from ailments or illness, even sudden illness, you know. And although mine's, of course, was not life-threatening, there are those that do have that. And pray I never have to experience that in my family at all, anywhere.